From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm glad that you're tuning in this morning, and I trust that you'll continue listening for the next 15 minutes as we simply let the Bible speak. That's what we're on air for, to let the Bible speak, so that you might hear God's precious word, and if you're a believer, that you would be blessed and encouraged and strengthened in the faith. And if you're one who's yet unsaved, you're an unbeliever, you've never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, then it's our prayer and our desire that on hearing God's precious truth, you would come to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved for time and for eternity. May I just encourage our listeners to write. We're grateful for those who have put pen to paper and written to us, but we'd like to hear from many more. So why not make a point this week of dropping a line to us? You'll get the address right at the end of the program, and we look forward to hearing from you, whoever you are and wherever you are. Just write to us this week. The Reverend Ivan Foster is with us again. He's continuing his series in the Gospel of Mark. He's been on the series now for quite some time. I trust that you're being blessed as you hear God's servant bring the Lord's word. He's continuing now with another message from that same Gospel, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. We're very glad to be able to welcome you to our program this morning. We're reading from the Gospel of Mark and the chapter 6. Those of you who are regular listeners to our program will know precisely where to turn. It's the verse 30 of Mark chapter 6. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. God will bless this reading from his word. Here's the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet singing for us, Let Your Lower Lights Be Burning.
Across the way.
When we looked at this new portion of God's Word, we considered how the disciples, upon completing the task given to them by the Lord Jesus, reported back to Him. And we were considering how that there is that need for God's servants everywhere to keep close contact with the Lord Jesus Christ and ever report to Him and consult with Him regarding their labors. We emphasized the place that communion with Christ has in a successful gospel ministry. I want you to notice something else. The Savior urges upon His disciples that they rest for a while. The circumstances in which they found themselves were pretty trying, for there was a tremendous interest in the gospel. In the verse 31 we read, "And He said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat." Oh, I tell you, these circumstances are very much different from what prevails today. All of God's faithful servants would desire and long after a day when their ministry was so waited upon and their words were so eagerly listened to as to present them with a problem with finding time to eat and time to rest. Sadly today, there is very little interest in the truth of God. That's not to say there's no interest in religion. No, there's any amount of interest in religion, but religion is not always the same as the gospel. Here we have a people interested in Christ and in what He had to say. So interested were they that His servants were literally run off their feet. God's servants do need to rest, especially in a time of real advance and real blessing. Weariness will follow ministering God's word. It may seem strange to those who perhaps have little personal acquaintance with what is involved in being a true servant of God that we should say this. People may well understand a man who labors manually needing rest. They can understand that. Putting forth physical energy, he needs to recoup his strength. He needs to rest and regain his energy. But what expenditure is there in being a minister? What wearying takes place in simply standing up and proclaiming the Word of God? Well, if I might just remind our listeners of exactly what it is that the true servant of God encounters when he's engaged in the work of God, we might well then understand why such labors will bring weariness. In Ephesians chapter 6, and the verse 11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Today there is little thought given to the devil and his power, and any thought there is usually very much misguided and very much false and wide off the mark. But the Bible teaches that there is such a being as the devil, and he is a great opponent of the work of God. And for this reason, those who would stand up to preach the gospel, who would labor in the name of the Lord Jesus, are resisted, and as a result of that resistance, they grow weary with the battle. This opposition is every bit as real as the physical force that resists a man who takes up a shovel to begin to dig, one who would seek to lift a heavy weight upon his shoulders. The opposition that those men feel as they physically put forth their strength is no more real than the spiritual opposition that the servant of God encounters when he seeks to put forth the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's for this reason that the Lord Jesus says to those disciples who had been serving him and who had been very busy in their gospel labors, come aside and rest for a while. Of course, today, sadly, there are many who would purport to be servants of God, and they don't need reining in, as did the disciples here. The disciples here are being told by the Lord, stop working for a while, rest for a while. But there are many today who would bear the name of being a servant of God, and they don't need to be reined in. It's not the bridle holding them back that they need, but it's the whip and the spur to get them up and going that they need. No, here we have the disposition of the true child of God, anxious to be up and doing in the Master's service, and having to be told by the Saviour, rest a while, rest a while. How marvellous it is to note the interest that was manifested in Christ by the crowds. And it was this interest, of course, that was placing upon the disciples a great burden. We'll look at that next week in the will of the Lord. Now, please tune in. God bless you, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.